Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask now that you would speak your word to us, that you would that we would hear your word, that it would sink down deep in our hearts and it would bear fruit in our lives, all to your honor and glory. We pray this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Please be seated. Be careful what you wish for. Yesterday morning, I said to my wife, not complaining in the slightest, just responding to a question that she asked me. She asked if I was preaching tonight. And I said, no, I'm not preaching Christmas Eve. Archbishop Foley is. But you know what? I kind of do miss preaching Christmas Eve, so I'm sure I'll get to do it again someday. Now, if you are following along in your bulletin, and if you have been around Holy Cross for any length of time, or if you're joining in online from our wider Anglican world, you probably noticed right away that I am not Archbishop Foley Beach, as listed in the bulletin. No, I have not changed my name, nor have I taken on three full-time jobs that no one in their right mind would voluntarily take on simultaneously unless God had specifically called him to do it. Diocesan bishop, Archbishop of our province, and chair of GAFCON, which represents well over 50 million Anglicans around the world. I'm the dean here at Holy Cross. I'm the week in and week out senior pastor here, but I am not Archbishop Foley, and I hope you're not too disappointed. Unfortunately, Archbishop Foley tested positive for COVID yesterday. Thankfully, he feels almost no symptoms at all, but he did test positive, and so he needs to stay home and self-isolate and call me and have a fun conversation on the 23rd in the afternoon. But right away, we are reminded by this that we are facing a second Christmas in a row in the midst of rising pandemic cases. So all the more reason for us to hear the message of the angel that we heard read today, that message on that first Christmas, fear not. Fear not. God's got this. God's got you. Fear not. But the message of the angel, the message of Christmas, is not just sort of a vague, abstract, don't be scared. There's a very clear grounding on that call so that we don't need to be afraid. So, for example, when a child is scared, I could just say vaguely, don't be scared, but I don't usually stop there. Usually it's followed up by something that comes next. Don't be scared, Daddy's here. Daddy's got you. So this evening, on this Christmas Eve, we're going to look together at that announcement, to fear not, from the angel in Luke chapter 10, the call that we need not be afraid, but also the reason why we don't need to be afraid that we see here. The angel declares, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The reason that we need not fear is because of Christmas. Because God came among us in Jesus. We need not fear because Christ has come. So we're going to look at that together. We are told not to fear. But the reason that we need to be told not to fear is because, honestly, there are plenty of reasons to fear. We're in the midst of a global pandemic that often hits far too close to home. We walk around in these bodies that fall apart and don't work right and one day just give up on us. We live through the fear of watching people close to us get sick and die. We don't know how we're going to pay for medical bills or mortgages when jobs are lost. We have lots of reasons to fear. And what's more, the Bible teaches us that in ourselves we are sinners. We've made ourselves God's enemies. We do wrong, and we turn away from our loving God, and we reject him. And the Bible talks about us in our sin as being lost and even dead in our sin with no way to escape. There's lots for us to fear. But the message of the angel is that we no longer need to fear those things because Jesus has come. God has come among us in Jesus, and we need no longer be afraid. He has come to us. He's gotten his hands dirty. He's died on the cross for us that we might be saved. He's jumped into the messiness of our world to save us. On June 5th, 1978, a 7-year-old boy named Martin Turgeon slipped off a wharf and fell into the Prairie River in Saskatchewan. At least a dozen adults standing on the shore saw him fall, saw him go into the water, saw him struggle for a few moments, and saw him sink and lost. None of them jumped into the water to save little Martin. Why? Why didn't any of those adults standing there jump in to save him? Because just upstream, a plant had dumped raw sewage into the river. And so the water was highly polluted, smelly, and dangerous to one's health. And the newspaper quoted an onlooker who later said, "We weren't going to jump in there. The water was much too dirty." But our incarnate Lord has plunged himself into the muck of our world to rescue us. He's not aloof and uncaring and unwilling to get involved. He loves us so much that he took on himself human flesh, identifying with us, becoming one of us, entering our world in order to seek us out and bring us home. We need not fear because our Savior has jumped in. Our Savior has come. This is the good news, that God has come among us, that Jesus has come, who is Christ the Lord. And he has become one of us so that he could live and die and rise again, conquering sin and death for us, setting us free so that we might live forever with him and no longer have reason to be afraid. This is good news of great joy, and that's the reason that we need not fear. And as the angel said, this is good news of great joy for all the people. This good news of Jesus is for you. It's for all the people. The good news of Jesus is for you. Now, people who are here who know Jesus, who've received Jesus and know his transforming love, you know that him coming is cause for great joy. But others of us may hear the news of God coming among us as rather unpleasant. And our tendency is not to hear that message with joy, but rather to run away. In 1981, a Minnesota radio station reported a story about a stolen car, a stolen VW Bug in California. Police, because of this theft, police were staging an intense search for this stolen vehicle and the thief that was driving it, even to the point of placing radio announcements on local radio stations in the hopes that the guy had the radio on and might turn himself in, way over the top of what people normally do for a stolen car. There wasn't anything special about the car or especially valuable about the car that would bring such a response to find it. But you see, on the front seat of the stolen car, there was a box of crackers that, unbeknownst to the thief, had been laced with rat poison. The car owner had intended to take that home to use as rat bait. And now the police and the owner of the car were far more interested in apprehending the thief to save his life than to recover the car. You see, so often when we run from God, we feel that it is to escape his punishment, but what we're actually doing is eluding his rescue. God came among us in Jesus. Yes, that's because we are sinners in need of salvation. Yes, that's because we've been caught red-handed in our sin. But God is pursuing us not for punishment, but for our rescue. Fear not. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. For unto you is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Jesus has come to rescue you. And if you will but have ears to hear it and a heart to receive it, it is truly good news of great joy. Because of our sin and rebellion against God, we're trapped in mortal peril with no way to get out. But God comes to us in Jesus that we might be saved. This is the truest need that we have. And this is what God does for us on that first Christmas. We need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus. One writer put it this way: if our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. We might add, if our greatest need had been freedom from a pandemic, God would have sent us an epidemiologist. But since our greatest need was forgiveness, God sent us a Savior. Fear not, for unto you is born a Savior, Christ the Lord. So here again, this Christmas Eve, the message of the angel: don't be afraid, because Jesus has come, and he is the Savior that you need. So come, receive him. Put your faith and trust and allegiance in him. Receive his forgiveness and love and healing and transformation. And come and worship at his feet this Jesus, our Savior, who is Christ the Lord. The angel declares, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Amen.